This one might hurt for a while, this loss, I think.
Yes.
You did very, very well to contain your frustration in the call on Saturday night on Triple M. You did very, very well until this happened.
Shaki's on his own if he can get the ball that far. He goes that way now. Shaki's there. Alir gets back.
Free kick.
Comes over the back. Here's a goal coming. Haddon gets his third. Unbelievable from the Western Bulldogs. They are relentless and they are belting Port Adelaide. In fact, they're embarrassing them. And you mentioned, Ruth, they've missed four goals in this term. This could be far worse than it already is.
Now, that's not the only one, Dits, because things sort of went downhill from there.
Fantasia needs a goal for Port Adelaide. This won't be one. Robbie Gray's only got four to beat, would you believe? Four to beat! Where's his teammates, for God's sake? What are you doing? As Dunkley.
That's better, Dits.
Comes away with it.
If we're umpires, you're in the cheer squad, Dits.
I'm calling for a count. There's too many out there.
Well, that was a point where, and it was ridiculous, Port Adelaide kicked the ball forward. We're trying to get goals. Robbie Gray had four opponents and no one else near him. Not one other Port Adelaide player.
No, they just got absolutely thumped, didn't they? They just didn't rock up.
It was one of those, look, the embarrassing thing is you knew 5 minutes in, didn't you? That was the
thing. Yeah, but there was no comeback.
No.
There was nothing. It didn't get better at all. It didn't even get better in the second quarter. Actually, for a minute there, they put up a fight, but then they went backwards again. So I reckon Riley Bonner is the only player that can have his hand up. I know Wine's got 36 touches, but he didn't do anything in the first quarter when the game was there to be won. There was one player out of 20.
Well, we had one good player.
You did.
It's a fair effort.
Well, that shows me that it's more about the preparation. It's something, when your whole side doesn't play well, it's something to do with the preparation. Communication from the coach, something to do with the training. Did you train hard enough? Was it too easy? Something with the mind of all the players, they just didn't rock up. Because that was nowhere near where Port Adelaide have been. That was not even a 5% of Port Adelaide. It was less than that.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near it. So you're not that bad, Dits, are you?
I wouldn't have thought.
Like you've played a lot.
Well, I'm clearly an idiot, but many Port supporters said the same thing. I was so confident, not just a little bit confident, I was really confident going there. And so, therefore, you think, if it's a close game all night, we lose by a goal, okay, the Bulldogs are a good side. We lost by 71 points. It was just outrageous.
Well, Kenny Inkley, he couldn't even say why. He didn't even know why.
No, I'm not being at all disrespectful. That's the third question around why. At the moment, it's probably not the right time for me to give you clarity on that, you know, other than state you the obvious that the numbers that were important to us went south very quickly and Bulldogs turned them into score. And, you know, they've done that to us in the three games that we've played them. I'm not hiding away from that. They've been able to get starts each time, twice here and once in Melbourne. We have preparation time. We had great preparation time to have it right. We failed when we didn't need to, and we needed not to fail, but we did.
I actually don't mind that, Roo. I think sometimes straight after a siren, you can't possibly...
You're emotional.
And you can't, dissect everything. I reckon in a day or two, if Kenny could then front the meter and say, look, I've had a good look, and these are the key points I've taken from it, I think that'd be a good thing.
Yeah.
I reckon straight after the siren is a hard time to actually tell you why that all went...
It is. You can just let fly. You can let rip and just say things you regret. Absolutely. So I got no issue with it either, with what he said there. But it'll be interesting to see what the legacy of this loss is, because big losses in finals sometimes can do long-term damage. Hopefully it doesn't for Port Adelaide. Hopefully for Port Adelaide. The glass half full part for Port Adelaide is back in 2001, 2 and 3, you finished minor premiers on how many times?
Three times.
Three in a row. And then you won the flag the next year. So that's the glass half full approach. But you did handle yourselves a lot better in the finals than what they did on Saturday night. That's probably the only sort of slight difference. But you got a young enough list to contend again next year.
Righto.
That's the glass half full bit.
Thanks, mate.
I'm going to throw a few negative ones throughout the show. No, a bit of fun.